Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it is this week's edition of Blogger Diaries. Put your hands together and say ah for Warda Hartley.
Hello.
That was
so random.
Yeah, don't worry. I haven't gotten to yours yet. I'm trying to think how to be more random. How are you, Warda?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here to talk bloggers and diaries and. Yeah, it's cool. It's a very exciting time for me. I'm very excited.
Very, very cool. And you've got some amazing stuff going on with FabiFit as well.
Yes.
And we'll touch base with all of that. And then let's say hello to, she is apparently, was involved in the creation of the word swag. She, was instrumental in cooking that up in the kitchen at the dictionary place. She lights up a room because she turns her flashlight on her phone when she's Snapchatting.
And she knows how to apply matte lipstick correctly.
Yes.
Because she'll teach you how to do that. Yes. She did with me.
Yeah, same.
She's an expert.
Did that with me too. How are you, Mary Lou?
I'm great. Oh, you make me blush, Ari, all the time. Don't forget to dab.
Yeah.
Keep dabbing the matte lipstick.
Oh, not the dab as in the dance.
No.
Okay.
No. We do the ring finger dabbing here.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. Let's just, before we even touch base with our guest, let's talk about what's the latest on your blogs. What's happening?
Well, something very exciting coming to my blog in August. It's the biggest campaign I've ever run. Collaboration with 6 phenomenal women. As you know, August is Women's Month. So I handpicked 6 phenomenal, amazing women that personally inspire me with their story, with their social media, with just being in my life in some shape or form. Some of them are friends that I see every day. Some of them I wish I saw more every day. But just like every day, their stories inspire people and inspire women specifically. And I just can't wait to unveil this campaign because it's going to be massive and it's just going to be awesome. It's the best thing FabiFit has done thus far.
That's very, very exciting. Yeah. I'm excited to see that. That's going to drop in a couple of days then.
On Monday, the 1st of August. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Let's get it trending.
Yeah. Let's get it trending. I have to think of a catchy hashtag.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
Let's get it trending. Awesome. What's the latest over at Love Mary Lou?
I actually uploaded a video this week. Yes, it was this week. I released it on Monday and it is a smoky glam makeup look. I actually did that for a wedding that I went to and then so many people tweeted me and was like, can you please do a tutorial on that? And I promise you that was probably the easiest makeup look that I've done on myself because I was running late that day and I only had half an hour to do my makeup and I just kind of like put something together and then people seemed to like it.
It always happens that way, hey? When you rush, your makeup is like the best.
Yeah. So check that out on my YouTube channel.
Fantastic. Now that we've got the latest on FabiFit and Love Mary Lou, we got a very special guest star today. How did we find out about this person? What's the story?
Okay, well, I found her. Her name's Cynthia. And I don't know how I found her. I think I randomly found her on YouTube because I was looking for actually South African YouTubers that are either like they do like a bit of comedy or they do cooking or they do beauty or fashion, just anyone that's on YouTube and that has a decent following and has really great content. And that's how I came across Cynthia. And to be honest, I actually didn't know that she was in Cape Town. I thought she was based in Joburg. And her content's really amazing. Like her actual YouTube tutorials and videos are pretty top notch.
Well, that's always good. We found her. Yeah, we're always scouring the country and the world far and wide to find amazing bloggers that we can feature on the show.
But you know, it's also one of those things where like you literally go on YouTube just to look at like one or two videos in one genre or something funny or whatever that you found.
And then you end up watching.
Exactly. Cat videos, dog videos, fish videos, beauty tutorials, cooking, people like bad mouthing each other. I don't know. You end up sitting there for like 5 hours.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I'm checking out the website now that Cynthia has for her blog. She describes herself as a lipstick lover, a cappuccino connoisseur, a gourmet food addict, and a digital influencer. And this is a very, very good looking and attractive website, and she's very attractive herself. So if nothing else, at least we spoke to a beautiful person today, but let's see how this goes. Cynthia, live from Cape Town, how's it going?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks, and you?
Very, very good. All right, I'm going to hand you over to the professionals here. I'm Ari, but I'll probably weigh in very little about foundation and formation and all of that stuff. So Wada and Mary are going to weigh in here with some very serious questions.
Hi, okay, Cynthia. Great. It's Mary Lou. Hi. I found you on YouTube, and what really caught my eye was the fact that you had really amazing content on YouTube, and you have really great edited videos that are like pretty much up there with the pros. Like, we're talking about the Desi Perkins and the, you know, the the Candy Johnson, like those people. So, and I also read something, I can't remember if it's on your Twitter or somewhere, that you recently started doing this full time. So tell us about that. But you were working in the beauty industry, am I correct?
Yes, I was.
So tell us, like, how you got into doing it full time, and, like, you know, tell us about your whole journey.
Okay. I first studied my postgrad in the UK. I was doing fashion journalism. I already was blogging before. So that was fashion blogging. And then I did a whole course about it. And then I didn't like it. So while I was doing this fashion course, I started getting interested in beauty. So when I got back to Cape Town, I did an internship, like, at the first company that I saw, and that was Beauty Bulletin, and that's where I was for, like, about just over a year. And then it was end of Jan that I decided that I just want to do blogging full time now. Like, it's time. So that's just what I did.
So you say you're doing blogging full time. So are you earning money off it? Are you doing collabs earning money, or are you earning money from views? Like, or are you doing something on the side? Like, how does it work? Explain full time to our listeners.
Okay, so yeah, so I basically do make money off of it through campaigns with different brands or clients and that sort of thing. You know, YouTube, or, you know, blogging isn't so big here where the YouTube paychecks are substantial. So literally the money is being made off through campaigns and collaborations with different brands and companies.
And with your videos, hi, it's Warda.
Hi.
Cynthia, I just wanted to know, like, you into making videos, and I'm looking to do that now with my fitness and wellness blog and to go into vlogging. What kind of equipment do you use? Do you shoot your own stuff? Can you tell us exactly, like, the camera you use, the lighting, that kind of thing?
Sure. So, yes, I shoot, I edit, I do the whole thing myself. I'm a bit of a nerd that way. I just like it. And then, I literally just have my camera and that's it. I don't have a microphone. I don't have, you know, a lighting setup, because I am in a room where I do get a lot of natural light. So that's perfect enough. And then the camera, the microphone that's already, built into my camera is quite good already. Mm. And the camera I use is the Canon 750D.
Okay.
It's a DSLR. It's an entry level DSLR, but it's still really, really amazing if you are serious about, video footage. It's really great. So that's literally the only equipment I use. And obviously, Final Cut Pro is what I edit my videos on. Mm-hmm. On my MacBook. So yeah, those are the two tools that I use.
Okay, speaking about editing, because I also do this myself, I'm really curious about, because I feel like, because I use iMovie, and I feel that it's really basic, but at the same time, it's really user-friendly. So I don't know if you've used iMovie before you use Final Cut Pro, but, like, do you feel that it's time to move on to Final Cut Pro, or is there something about it? Is it user-friendly, or, like, it takes a while to get used to it? Or how does, because I mean, your videos, obviously, like, the lighting's great, you know, the way it's edited is really great. So tell us about Final Cut Pro. Like, how do I edit my videos like yours?
Okay. So I did use iMovie before Final Cut, primarily because Final Cut was so expensive. It's like, at the time it was 3,000 rand. Now it's 5,000 rand. I'm just, like, at a loss for words and how expensive it is. But, so I was using, iMovie prior. It is quite basic, but it is still a great tool to produce good quality content. The thing with Final Cut Pro is that you can customize your footage, like, amazingly well. Like, you always have your own fingerprint on a video because no one really edits the same. It was trickier getting used to. I watched so many tutorials on how to do certain things on the software. It definitely wasn't as user friendly as iMovie. But once you do get the hang of it, it's smooth sailing. Just like the shortcuts are what really help. Like, just knowing what the shortcuts are will make your editing much faster and much more effective.
So Warda, actually, when you start doing your videos, and if you do plan on shooting and editing it yourself, I think you should just go into the deep end and figure out how to use Final Cut Pro, because I feel like it's really difficult using one software in the beginning and then changing it to another. Yeah.
I've heard that Final Cut Pro is not that hard to learn. I mean, they use it at the at EU where I work, so I think I could probably get a crash course. It looks simple enough.
Really? Because I'm like using iMovie and it's literally one of those drag and drop things.
Yeah, iMovie is super easy.
So that's why I feel like anything beyond that is kind of just too much.
How do you, so I'll pop in with a question here real quick. How do you know when you've edited enough though? Because you can sit, I mean, Final Cut, you can sit there for days before you put something out. How do you, I mean, do you grade the footage, which is where you put a bit of a filter on it? How do you sort of not fall into the trap of, is this thing ever going to be ready?
Editing.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning, I really had OCD with that. I'll never be fully satisfied with the final result. But then I just go with the basic formula of, you know, I don't want any ums when I'm talking. I don't want rambling on. So I make sure that's edited out. And I've also learned to just, while I am actually filming, just to be as articulate and as concise and informative as possible, so that I don't have to, so my editing isn't as lengthy or as strenuous as it would be if I was not prepared. That just helps the process along. I just cut it. I just say, you know what, I'm done. We're publishing this now and move it along. That's it. I can't stress about that anymore.
You know, something that I've really wanted to start doing, and I've literally started doing it with my readers now, is how much of your content is dictated to you by the requests you get from your followers? Like, if they say, we want to see more of these videos, like, I've gotten that now and I've started to encourage that more. And it's not so much about my mood and what I want to cover, but also sort of a balance between what I feel I want to cover, what collaborations I do with brands, but also what readers or viewers, in your case, would want to see or read.
Yeah, I think striking a balance there is super important, because you definitely want to include content your readers actually want to see. That way you're listening to them and you're doing, you know, you are getting more viewership because you are listening basically to your audience. I think, a cool way to look at it is, if you have requests from your audiences and they want a specific thing, you can partner up with a brand and say, listen, guys, I have, like, my audience really want me to do this and this and this. I have a cool idea. Do you guys want in? You know, to try and take it to a new level, so that, like, you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. You have included, like, your brand, your marketing side, and you're also listening to your followers, and you're also bringing fresh new content to them at the same time. So just striking a balance between those three and just seeing. Yeah, and also I think it's also very important, not to lose your own motivations as well, your own visions for your channel or your blog, whatever it is. You just have to try and strike a balance somehow, but always remaining true to your aesthetic and your branding.
And then what social media platforms do you use to market your new content? If you have a new video out, what is your favorite or your first go-to platform to say, I've got a new content out, guys, go and watch it?
It's Snapchat. It's just so quick. It's very quick. I'll say, like, Snapchat fam, you know, hashtag me in the comments. Hashtag Snapchat fam with, like, specific emojis, so I know where you're from. It just feels special that way, that they were the first to kind of know that there's new content out. And then I'll move over to Instagram, right, immediately, and then Twitter next. And then my blog, like, a few days later, just to keep on in different phases to boost traffic to the video.
Yeah, because I feel like it's quite a sensitive balance because you don't want to over bombard all your social media platforms with telling everyone that, hey guys, I've got new content. At the same time, you don't want to repeat yourself, like retweeting the same thing or, you know, putting 5 different photos up every day on Instagram saying, hey guys, I've got a new video. So it's like you kind of got to spread it out a little bit, you know. So obviously immediate ones will be Snapchat and then maybe Instagram, and then a few days later it'll be a blog or whatever. So you kind of have to spread it out, because at the same time it's taken you so long to edit a video, shoot a video, and then upload it because our internet is so bloody slow. So like, you know, you don't want to be like boom, ka-ching, 2 minutes, all social media platforms and it's out, you know. So you gotta have to like really spread it out.
What is your take on the blogging sphere in South Africa, and, you know, like how competitive is it? Have you experienced it, the good and the bad?
In terms of blogging, in terms of written content on the internet, it's quite saturated. You might not think it, but, you know, there are so many bloggers out there. A few that are, you know, kind of picked up by brands, but I think the lesser known bloggers are getting their names out there now. For a while, you know, I'm not sure about Joburg really, but for Cape Town, like, you just know who the main bloggers are.
Yeah, there's tons, actually. If you think about it, there's a lot, especially in beauty and fashion.
Yeah, so, I think it is, I think written blogs are picking up. And they are getting a bit more traction. And then video blogging, is also, picking up as well. Those who were doing written blogs are now transitioning into video, or at least they are including it as well, doing two at the same time. And then, the video bloggers, the ones who started as video bloggers, are picking up. I just think that, you know, there's really a select few who really do have like great content, who have like, very good equipment, just to make it, you know, to take it to the next level, not really like amateur, kind of vlogging. But yeah, I do think competition is rising. I'm feeling it a bit.
This is more of, I think, on the serious, like, side when it comes to, like, you know, talking about blogging and doing it as a job, full-time job, whatever. So, Cynthia, where do you see yourself with your blog and your vlog in, I would say, between 5 and 10 years? What is the ultimate goal as a blogger now that you want to get to? Like, is it, whether it's creating a fashion line or your own matte lipsticks and palettes, like what Kylie Jenner is doing, like what is the ultimate goal? Because I feel like, coming from a perspective where I would be really, really scared to do this full time completely, because obviously it's very brave of you, but like, I feel like owning a blog and a vlog, like especially in terms of beauty and fashion, highly, highly depends on what you look like as a person now and how your skills of makeup is. I mean, I'm not sure what kind of audience you'll be getting when you're like 40 something and your skin's all wrinkly and stuff, you know? So it's something like this. It's so personal. Like, I feel like if you don't create something more of your blog for the next 10 years, you will never be able to survive with all this competition, because there'll always be younger, better looking girls coming up with these new things. So what is your long-term goal?
I mean, that's something I always think about, because I definitely don't want to blog forever. It's not my long-term vision. I do want to own, you know, an agency or a media publishing house, through which I can, you know, manage other talents and that sort of thing. That's like the long-term vision, not to be in front of the camera for all of my life, because there will be fresh, YouTubers or bloggers, you know, popping up every couple or so months. But yes, I mean, part of the vision. I mean, I would like to have a liquid lipstick. I would love to have some eyelashes out there. Whole makeup line, I don't know, but just to have, quite a bit of influence and just kind of, more so not just really being a ambassador for a brand or whatever, or just have or own a line, but I think just to change the shape or the face of, cosmetics in the country. I feel as though, you know, if you just walk in Eclipse or, a Dis-Chem, I mean, that's the majority of where our population, can afford, makeup, yet there aren't adequate foundation shades to kind of cater for darker skin tones in the country. So I just think that, you know, the face of cosmetics has to change quite a bit in the country. I'd like to be able to contribute to that. When I attend events and launches and that sort of thing, I mean, you can pick out the black women with one hand, and then the 80% are like non-black people, which isn't, I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying, you know, with the amount of, you know, women who are conscious, beauty conscious in the country, there isn't enough representation. So I feel long term, I just kind of want to be influential in changing the face of cosmetics in the country, whether it's behind the camera or in front of it. I haven't really determined that yet, but it's part of the long term vision.
Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, that sounds very interesting. I mean, I think owning a media and publishing house, whereas compared to the last bit that you were saying, you really want to change the way makeup is represented here in this country. I mean, that's a huge difference. Mm-hmm.
Undertaking, yeah, for sure. But I mean, I think the most important thing, and I mean, I remember attending a seminar with Kanye Dlomo, who owns Destiny Magazine and the media house in Ndalo Media. Mm-hmm. And the thing that she said was, you need to identify the gap in the market and then attack that gap and see how you can fill it. And obviously you've now identified the gap that you feel you can fill. So I definitely think that's a starting block. I mean, if she did it with Destiny Mag, then you can most definitely do it with makeup. Why not?
Absolutely. Listen, I think that this is fantastic. I've been looking at your stuff.
As I cough there, but not do it in your ear. and it's impressive. I mean, in South Africa, in our context, there's really not a lot of people that I know that are doing it as well as what this stuff is being produced. It's very, very cool. Mary, you got one final question.
Well, I don't know if this is a very valid question, because I always ask everyone this. I'm looking through your Instagram stuff literally right now, and you have really amazing photos. So tell me, what app do you use to edit those photos?
Okay, like most asked question I ever get. I use three different apps depending on the kind of picture I'm editing. I use Facetune, which I use to kind of whiten backgrounds. That's what I use Facetune for, or just smoothen up my skin if it's a selfie. And then for just changing or just adding a bit of contrast or sharpness to the image, I'll use PicTapGo, which is a really, really cool app. There are like over like 50 filters on this app. But I just use the tools that will sharpen the image or just auto-color or auto-correct it. And then I use VSCO for the filter, which I really love their filters. They're very like artsy-fartsy and like very like chic and cool. So that's what I use VSCO for. Those are the three apps that I use.
And I see with your Insta as well, it is pretty curated. I'm always interested to know like how bloggers choose the pictures and how you lay them out and how you curate them. Are you very, very particular? Do you plan in advance what you're going to kind of put out and, you know, the pattern in which you do it?
Yeah, I have OCD. So I use another app, which is called, I can't pronounce it. It's UNUM, and it kind of lets you plan out your Instagram posts. So I have a tendency to, when I post an image and I don't like how it looks, I will delete it after it had comments and likes. So I don't like doing that. So with this app, I can plan and see how a specific picture will look once I post it, which is really, really cool. So that's what I use. And yeah, I mean, I try not to. I mean, if you're receiving products and you're taking product shots, then it definitely looks very, very curated. Because I do take a lot of product shots. But I do try to include a few selfies in there. But yeah, I think mine is quite.
Damn, girl. Like, you've got this whole app thing down. I haven't even heard of half those apps. I have heard of Facetune because Desi Perkins spoke about it the once. But, and I also do use VSCO Cam. That's like my one go-to one. Yes. But then the others I will definitely check out. Thank you, Cynthia.
Some great tips. I'm downloading it all as we speak. All right, Cynthia, how do we keep up with you every single day?
Okay, every single day I'm on Snapchat. My Snapchat username is cy.nthy. Instagram is Estrella Evra. Twitter, Estrella Evra. Facebook, Estrella Evra. Everything is just that.
Fantastic. And that is spelt Estrella Evra. And you can check out exactly all of that.com. Cynthia Gwebu, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a pleasure. What a rock star, huh? I'm looking at this Instagram. It's like levels here.
Really but, pretty.
Right? It's like, I mean, I love the whole whitewashed vibe. I mean, a lot of people are going for that vibe, but she's definitely got that down.
And I think also Cynthia makes it work because it contrasts with her skin. She's got this beautiful chocolatey
beautiful skin. Yes.
So it contrasts nice with the background, which makes it look even nicer. Yes. Yeah, she's inspiring. I'm excited to see what she's going to do because, like I said, she's already identified the gap in the market. And I mean, if she's determined, and which she seems to be very determined, I think she's definitely going to get there. And I think it's just a matter of time before we get our little press drop from her makeup line.
And her views on YouTube are pretty impressive for South African standards. It's in the thousands, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
All right. What are the closing lines here, ladies?
This is a tough one. There was a lot of things. Identify the gap in the market that you see, that you know that you can fill, and go for it. I mean, there's literally nothing holding you back. So many people have done it before, and I mean, Yeah is another blogger who's shown us that it is very possible to do it again. So identify the gap in the market, and like Mary said, which is very significant, I don't think we can all blog forever and ever, especially in that particular genre of blogging, which is beauty and stuff. Yeah. I think you could, 40 plus mature makeup.
I don't know, but I feel like when you're that age, I don't think that age group spends that much time on the internet.
Well, remember, we'll be that age group. We'll be that generation. Yeah. So maybe it will change.
Maybe. But like, I mean, I feel like the beauty and fashion industry is so, it's so personal. Like it's about what you look like and how you do your makeup, what you're wearing now with the body shape that you have right now, and obviously the condition of your skin and whatever you have now. So obviously in 10 years time, I will be like sagging a little bit, just a little bit, guys.
Yeah, just a little bit. Let's remember J-Lo is looking smoking hot and she's 47.
No, I agree.
So let's
definitely.
Final thoughts, Mary?
Well, I just want to add on to what Warda's saying. You do need to find the gap in the market, but at the same time, just remember, passion comes first.
Yes.
So if you're not interested in that specific gap, in that specific market, don't go for it, because then you're going to hate your life. You're going to hate every single moment of every word that you're coming out of your mouth, that you know what I mean. So you have to follow what you enjoy doing first. If you enjoy traveling, then maybe find a gap in the market there in this country, specific to this country. If you're interested in beauty and fashion, even though it's saturated, don't let that put you off. Like find a gap in the market. You know, like me, I'm Asian. What other Asian girls doing this here in South Africa? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So like, find a gap in the market. No matter what you're interested in, there is definitely a gap, no matter how saturated the industry is.
Yeah.
And just go for it.
Yeah.
Power. Always insightful hanging out. And I love hearing from all these new bloggers and checking out their stuff and seeing what South Africans are doing. And I'm excited to see who we touch base with again in the next edition. Of course, it's lovemarylou.com, and you'll find all the links to Mary Lou's life there. And it's fabufit.co.za. And all the links to Warda's life are all centralized there as well. Ladies, thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you very much again to Cynthia Gwebu. That there is this week's edition of Blogger Diaries.
Last year, the CEO Sleepout was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleepout, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleepout at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 Rand to register. Visit cliffcentral.com for more info.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
Hi, I'm Mabali Moloi, presenter and news reporter on CliffCentral.com. What do you look for in a hotel when you travel? I look for quality, price, and comfort. If you haven't already checked out the Mercure Hotel range, do so now on Mercure.com. They're an international group offering bespoke packages and best prices right here in South Africa. You can book your stay at a Mercure in Midrand, Randburg, Bedford View, or Nelspruit. Check it out. That's Mercure.com, taking care of you wherever your business takes you.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.